Will the secretary please certify as to the correctness of the Daily Journal?
I wish to certify as to the correctness of the Journal for the 29th legislative day.
Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Journal for the 29th legislative day be approved as certified.
Hearing no objection, the Journal is certified. This brings us down to introduction of guests. Does any member have a guest to introduce? Yes, Senator Ferguson.
I'd like to introduce Patrick Gray from Cottsview, a longtime magistrate of Cottsview and a personal friend of mine. I'm pleased to have him here.
Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, in the far gallery is a constituent of mine and a longtime member of the Governor's Advisory Committee on the Aging, Catherine Fiala.
Senator Hackney?
Yes, Mr. President, I'd like to introduce a lady in the far gallery, a lady for whom this body passed a citation about a week or so ago, a lady well known in my community and all over the state through her association with the Governor's Committee on the Aging and also through the nurses, and that's Doris Southall from Fairbanks. Mr. President, down here with Doris is Ted Drain, who's also on the Governor's Committee on the Aging. I think Ted's in the far gallery. Oh, yeah.
Senator Holman.
Mr. President, I'd like to introduce Bill McGuire. Everyone knows Bill. He's been a member of the staff of the legislature some years ago. He's also the pitcher during the year that we had the famous Orsini Bill McGuire. Bill, of course, is with RCA now. Along with Bill is an engineer with RCA. I had a very pleasant dinner with him last night and learned quite a bit from the conversation. But, this gentleman is with RCA doing rural system development, TV, teleconference, telephone systems. As I said, an engineer, Mr. Bill Pasta.
Any further introductions? Senator Ray?
Mr. President, in the far gallery, somebody that I am proud to be associated with, and he is a constituent of mine, the executive director of the old age group, Danny Plotnick, and I would ask Dan if there are any other members of the group that haven't been introduced, if you would kindly do so.
Thank you, Danny. Sitting next to Danny is another member of the Governor's Advisory Committee on Aging, Betty Warren from Kenai. Now, Danny leads us off occasionally into the wild of Louisiana, so we know him very well. Are there any further introductions? Senator Homer.
Mr. President, I see sitting behind me is the former superintendent of schools from Bethel, presently, I think, working out of Anchorage in some type of education consulting business, but Mr. Al Weinberg.
That brings us down to messages from the governor. Do we have any messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor today, Mr. President.
Messages from the other house?
Message of February 11th. The House respectfully invites the Senate to a joint session for the purpose of an address by the Honorable U.S. Senator Mike Gravel at 10:15 a.m. February 13th.
Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent we accept the invitation to meet in joint session. Reminder of the time, 10:15. We'll convene sharply at 10 so we can recess for the joint session call.
I heard the time. I hear no objections. We'll notify the House that we're willing to meet in joint session at 10:15. Are there any further messages from the House?
There are no other messages from the House.
Are there any communications?
There's receipt of a letter from Anson Pong, Hawaii State Senator, transmitting a copy of Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 1, expressing the support of the Hawaii State Legislature for the speedy and safe release of American hostages in Iran. Copies of this resolution has been transmitted to leaders of the other 49 state legislatures in the United States. As a beginning, of what is hoped will be a nationwide movement by all state legislatures to express support for the safe release and return home of all American hostages held in Iran. There's a communication from Eric Buell, Executive Director of Alaska Power Authority, February 8th, enclosing an executive summary and financing statement for the REA Cooperative Utility System Capital Improvement Project to the Homer Electric Association as required by law. Another letter from Eric Buell of February 8th, a draft joint resolution and support document for the REA Cooperative Utility System Capital Improvement Project for the Matanuska Electric Association. These are the communications this morning, Mr. President.
Thank you. Would you take a look at the energy-related actions, Senator Mulcahy? Are there any reports of standing committees?
The Health, Education, and Social Services Committee will consider Senate Bill 323, making a special appropriation to the Department of Health and Social Services for homemaker health aid services. And a majority of the committee recommends do pass with an amendment, signed Senator Hackney, Chairman, concurring Senator Sturgiewski and Senator Paletta. SB 323 has a further referral to finance. The Rules Committee considered the following and recommends they be placed in the February 12 calendar. Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 40, expansion of the period during which older Alaskans may travel free on the state marine highway system. Senate Bill 374, making supplemental appropriations to the Department of Public Safety, Division of Fish and Wildlife Protection for marine enforcement. And Senate Bill 375, making supplemental appropriations to the Department of Public Safety, Division of Fish and Wildlife Protection. Signed, Senator Paletta, Chairman, concurring Senator Sumner, Ziegler, Killian, and Holman. These do appear on today's calendar. Those are the standing committee reports today.
Are there any special committee reports?
Yeah, no special committee reports.
That brings us to the introduction of Senate bills.
Senate Bill Number 427 by Senator Ferguson, Ray, Sackett, Nealon, Paletta, Sumner, Curtula, Holman, and Mulcahy, and activating to a senior citizen's tax exemption.
State Affairs, Finance.
Senate Bill Number 428 by the Rules Committee, by request of the Legislative Council, by request, an act amending the Public School Foundation Program to provide state support for preschool and post-secondary education programs and providing for an effective date.
Health, Education, Social Services, Finance.
Senate Bill Number 429 by the Rules Committee, by request of the Legislative Council, by request, an act establishing a state maritime museum.
Health, Education, Social Services, State Affairs, and Finance.
Mr. President?
Yes.
Marine Museum, sir?
If it has to do with the museums, it is under the prerogative of the Department of Education. If you'd like to waive it, I'm perfectly happy to.
Mr. President, I would like to waive referral.
All right. Senator Holman?
Mr. President, I'd like to point out that all of these bills that are being introduced by Rules Committee, by Legislative Council, by request, reflect directions given the legislature by the Future Frontiers Conference. This is the first batch of those that were drafted responding to those requests, and I think that there are some additional bills that are in the hopper and will be introduced later.
Thank
Mr.
you
President.
For the information. Senator Sturgiewski?
May we have a brief and easy piece?
Order on Senate Bill 427, would you waive the State Affairs and change that to CRNA? Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the Senate recess to a call of the chair approximately 15 minutes.
Hear no objections. Senate. Senate, please come back to order. Senator Hackney.
Yes, Mr. President, may we revert to introduction of guests?
Without objection, the Senate reverts to introduction of guests.
Mr. President, I note in the gallery on the other side the presence of a very distinguished resident of Fairbanks. He's a retired University of Alaska professor. He's an author. He's done just about everything there is to do in our state, and he's one heck of a guy, and that's Chuck Keim.
This brings us down to consideration of the daily calendar. Oh, you still have some Senate bills to refer? Pardon me, where are we?
Senate Bill 430, by the Rules Committee, by request to Legislative Council, by request, an act extending the power of the Alaska State Housing Authority with respect to moderate cost and rental housing.
Commerce, Finance.
Senate Bill Number 431 by the Rules Committee by request of the Legislative Council by request entitled An Act Exempting from Assessment and Tax Levy the Value of Improvements to Real Property that Reduce Energy Consumption and Providing for an Effective Date.
Community and Regional Affairs, Finance.
Senate Bill Number 432 by the Rules Committee by request of the Legislative Council by request an act relating to the Alaska Conservation Action Corps.
Resources, Finance.
Senate Bill Number 433 by the Rules Committee by request of the Legislative Council by request an act relating to payment to the Alaska Native Fund from the Oil and Gas Reserves Ad Valorem Tax and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
Senate Bill Number 434 by the Rules Committee by request of the Legislative Council by request an act making a special appropriation to the Alaska Native Fund and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
Senate Bill Number 435 by the Rules Committee by request of the Legislative Council by request an act establishing advisory transportation councils.
State Affairs, Finance.
Senate Bill Number 436 by Senator Curtula an act relating to grants for solid waste processing or disposal facilities and providing for an effective date. Do you want to see that one?
Yeah, no, I'm looking at it. I'm sorry about that.
President, let us hold on the desk. Other than the interest in the introduction of that.
Well, it's from the governor, so it can't have it.
Well, that one's by Senator.
This is where I'm getting
this is 436.
Okay, here it is. All right. Community and Regional Affairs, Finance. Something didn't work right out in the numbers.
Senate Bill Number 437 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor. An act changing the definitions of allowable construction costs which qualify for state financial participation and providing for an effective date.
Community and Regional Affairs, Finance.
Those are the bills this morning, Mr. President.
This brings us down to consideration of our daily calendar.
Bill Number 374 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor. An act making a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Public Safety, Division of Fish and Wildlife Protection for marine enforcement and providing for an effective date. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends do pass, signed Senator Holman, Vice Chairman, concurring Senator Sumner, Hackney, Bennett, Curtula, and Ray. There are no amendments.
Senator Curtula?
Coletta, sir.
Coletta,
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the rules be suspended and Senate Bill 374 be considered engrossed, advance to third reading, and placed for final passage.
Objections.
Senate Bill Number 374, entitled An Act Making a Supplemental Appropriation to the Department of Public Safety, Division of Fish and Wildlife Protection for Marine Enforcement and Providing for an Effective Date.
Question.
The question has been called for. The question is, shall Senate Bill Number 374 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 15 yeas, 2 nays, 2 excused.
And so Senate Bill number 374 has passed the Senate. We have the effective date clause yet to adopt. Senator Collins?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the passage of Senate Bill 374 be considered a roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the effective date clause is adopted. Senator Ferguson?
Mr. President, give notice of reconsideration when I vote on the Senate Bill number 374.
Reconsideration is duly noted.
Mr. President? I would move and ask the unanimous consent that the next order of business be Senate Concur Resolution number 40.
Are there any objections? Hearing none. SCR-40 is the next order of business.
Senate Concurrent Resolution number 40 by the Rules Committee by request of the Legislative Council for the Interim Committee on Services for the Elderly relating to expansion of the period during which older Alaskans may travel free on the state marine highway system. The State Affairs Committee considered this bill and recommends due pass with an amendment, signed Senator Mulcahy, Chairman, concurring Senator Ziegler, Rohde, Kelly, and Bradley. The Finance Committee considered this bill, and a majority of the committee recommends due pass, signed Senator Holman, Vice Chairman, concurring Senators Ray, Curtula, Hackney, and Sumner. Senator Bennett signed, no recommendation. There is an amendment number 1 by the State Affairs Committee on page 1, line 28, after May, delete 31, insert 15.
Mr. President, I move the State Affairs Committee.
Ask unanimous consent.
Amendment number 1 has been offered. The unanimous consent has been asked. Hearing no objection, amendment number 1 is adopted.
There are no other amendments.
Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move that the Senate adopt SCR 40 as amended.
The question is, shall Senate Concurrent Resolution number 40 pass the Senate? All members in favor signify, or less voted. Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Hold it, Senator Kelly, please. We're under a vote. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 17 yeas, 2 excused, 1 absent.
And so, Senate Concurrent Resolution number 40, as amended by the Senate, has passed the Senate.
Senate Bill number 375 by the Rules Committee by request of the Governor, an act making a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Public Safety, Division of Fish and Wildlife Protection, and providing for an effective date. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends due pass, signed Senator Holman, Vice Chairman, concurring Senator Sumner, Hackney, Bennett, Curtula, and Ray. There are no amendments.
Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent the rules be suspended and Senate Bill 375 be considered engrossed, advance to third reading, and placed for final passage.
No objection.
Senate Bill number 375, an act making a supplemental appropriation to the Department of Public Safety, Division of Fish and Wildlife Protection, and providing for an effective date.
Senator Rohde?
Mr. President, through the chair to a member of the Finance Committee, who can tell me why the $105,000 is necessary for security of the seized vessel?
Senator Holman?
President, this is a vessel that was seized by the state. It's in state possession now. The vessel's value is $5 million worth. I understand that the state is responsible for the safety and security of that vessel. So the costs are incurred by, one, providing a 24-hour-a-day security watch, the costs associated with the maintenance and repair of the vessel, three, the fuel oil, lube oil filters, maintenance, repairs, parts, and supplies. Backup from Bob Sickles, Director of the Division of Administrative Services of the Department of Public Safety, points out that if the department does not have the personnel available to provide these needed services, so they've contracted them out to the Alaska Terminal and Stevedoring Company, Inc. The cost of these services is $700 a day.
I believe it came around after the Lynn Kendall was sunk at the dock in Seward. Is there any further objections to advancement? Hearing none. Have you read it?
We're in the third, Mr. President. I raised the question.
Has anybody called for the question?
Question.
The question is, shall Senate Bill number 375 pass? The Senate members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Second.
Senator Bradley didn't vote, or at least it didn't register.
He can vote now.
Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 18 yeas, 2 excused.
And so Senate Bill number 375 has passed the Senate.
Mr. President.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on passage of Senate Bill 375 be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clause.
Hearing no objection, the effective date clause is adopted.
This brings us down to Senate Bill 302 amended, with amendment number 2 moved and pending.
Mr. President.
Senator Hackney.
Serve notice of reconsideration on Senate concurrent resolution number 40 and ask that it be taken up at this time. Mr. President, when we voted on this a few minutes ago, we were technically in violation of our own rules since there was a member on the floor and not voting. And I'd just like to see the vote on the bill again.
Mr. President?
Senator Ray?
That isn't a good idea, I mean, because it isn't against our rules, but it's a good idea to let the gentleman vote, and I commend that. But I think that anybody that comes in during the time of the vote is in progress is to stay off the floor and wait till the vote has been concluded. That's what the uniform rules.
Yes, I sent the member back, and from now on we'll make sure that pages do not allow a member to enter the chambers while there's a vote underway. It's been requested that Senate concurrent resolution be brought up under reconsideration at this time. There are no objections. This places Senate concurrent resolution 40 before us again.
Question.
The question is, shall Senate concurrent resolution number 40 pass? The Senate members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 18 yeas, 2 excused.
And so Senate concurrent resolution number 40 has passed the Senate.
On Senate Bill 302 amended, special appropriation to the Department of Public Safety for participation in the Alaska Avalanche Warning System. Amendment number 1 has been adopted. Amendment number 2 is moved and pending.
Would the Secretary read the amendment so we know what we're talking about?
Amendment number 2 by Senators Coletta, Sumner, Curtula, and Bradley. On page 1, line 16, insert new section 3 to read, sec 3. The sum of $200,000 is appropriated from the general fund to the new Capital Site Planning Commission. Renumber sections accordingly.
Is that amendment number 2?
That's amendment number 2.
The first one was a technical amendment.
Well, I have here amendment number 2 by Coletta, Sumner, and Cattua. Has there been a change here in the sponsors of amendment number 2? What happened here?
Coletta, Sumner, Cattua. What I have.
That wasn't what was just read off by the Secretary.
Mr. President, my name was added, but it wasn't printed on it for some reason.
He requests that he be added as a sponsor on the amendment.
Would the Secretary read the sponsors again?
Senators Coletta, Sumner, Grutula, and Bradley.
I see. Thank you.
Is there any further debate?
Question.
The question is, shall Amendment Number 2 to Senate Bill Number 302 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? The secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 11 yeas, 7 nays, 2 excused.
And so, Amendment Number 2 has passed the Senate. Are there any further amendments?
Amendment Number 3 by Senator Ziegler, Ray, and Mielen. Add a new section to read, $5 million is appropriated from the general fund for a nursing home in Anchorage.
Mr. President,
I
move the adoption of the amendment. Everybody in this body knows that the Pioneers Homes throughout the state have never had a better friend than I. And in the governor's budget, if you will recollect, he urged that the sum of $5 million be spent for the nursing wing addition to the Anchorage Pioneers Home. It further occurs to me that if we enact this rapidly, as we have the other amendments, well, we might get construction underway this year, which would be a truly wonderful thing. I ask unanimous consent.
Objection is noted. Is there any debate?
Question.
Question. Roll call, please. Sir.
Oh, yes, sir. The question is, shall Amendment Number 3 to Senate Bill 302 be adopted? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote?
I'll change my vote.
The secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 8 yeas, 10 nays, 2 excused.
And so, Amendment Number 3 has failed. Are there any further amendments?
No amendments.
Please come back to order. Do we have any further amendments on the desk, Madam Secretary?
Amendment Number 4 by Senators Ray, Mielen, and Ziegler. Page 1, line 19, add a new section to read. $85 million is appropriated from the general fund for the Turnagain Causeway.
Senator Ray?
I would move the amendment, Mr. President, and I think we all know what that is. And I would ask unanimous consent. I think it's a good project.
I object.
Yeah.
I object.
Amendment number. Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, the generosity and the expression of concern for at least half of the state's population is commendable. But all they want is Amendment Number 2. We don't need all the other goodies to go with it at this time.
Mr. President.
Senator Ray.
He doesn't have to explain that to us here on the floor. He has to go home and explain it to his constituency while he's voted no.
The question is, shall Amendment Number 4 to Senate Bill 302 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? The secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 6 yeas, 12 nays, 2 excused.
And so, Amendment Number 4 has failed to pass the Senate. Are there any further amendments?
Another amendment.
Amendment Number 5 by Senators Mielen, Ray, and Ziegler. In the same place, add a new section to read, $100 million is appropriated from the general fund for the Kinnick Arm Crossing.
President, I move the amendment. I know this is Be Kind to Anchorage Day, and I certainly want to get in the action, too. $100 million has probably seemed like a lot of money, but when you figure that by building this bridge across Nick Arm, and the thousands of acres that will open up into a growing community, I think it's real necessary that we do pass this one of all of them, and I ask unanimous consent.
Jack.
Amendment number 5 is moved. Objection is noted. Are you ready for the question?
Question.
The question is, shall amendment number 5 to Senate Bill 302 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? The secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 6 yeas, 12 nays, and 2 excused.
And so amendment number 5 has failed to pass the Senate.
Amendment number 6 by Senator Ziegler, Mielen, and Ray. Add a new section to read. $75 million is appropriated from the general fund for the Anchorage Reparatory and Civic Center.
Mr. President.
Senator Ziegler.
I move it up for the amendment. I know that this is a subject very, very dear to those who deal in the arts in the state of Alaska. And hopefully, if we do this for Anchorage, well, Anchorage will be inclined to do it for us in our smaller communities one of these days. As I sense the feeling among the people who are supporting the bill as it originally was before us with the Second Amendment and voting against all these projects, I assume it's safe enough for me to feel that when these projects come back for us at a later date on a one-on-one basis, the Anchorage delegation will likewise be voting against their pet projects. I ask unanimous consent.
Yeah.
Unanimous consent is asked. Objection is noted. Are you ready for the vote? The question is, shall amendment number 6 to Senate Bill 302 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Senator Homan? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 7 yeas, 11 nays, 2 excused.
And so amendment number 6 to Senate Bill 302 has failed to pass the Senate. Are there any further amendments?
Amendment number 7 by Senators Ray, Ziegler, and Mielen. Add a new section to read. $35 million is appropriated from the general fund for the Anchorage Sports Pavilion Complex.
Mr. President, I would move the amendment. I think that if what I have been reading is correct, that the Anchorage would certainly like to have the World's Expo and 1984, and this would give them the lead time to go ahead and do that. And I would plead with my fellow legislators from Anchorage to soften up and give your own constituents something now that you have the chance. I ask unanimous consent.
Jack.
Unanimous consent is asked. Objection is noted. The question is, shall amendment number 7 to Senate Bill 302 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 6 yeas, 12 nays, and 2 excused.
Secretary, have any further amendments?
Mr. President, reluctantly, sir, I request a 5-minute recess. I ask unanimous consent.
objection, the Senate stands in agreement. The Senate will please come to order. Are there any further amendments on the Secretary's desk?
Amendment number 8 by Senator Ziegler, Ray, and Milan. Add a new section to read, $18 million is appropriated from the general fund for the Anchorage Library Facility. Renumber sections.
Senator Ziegler.
I move the adoption of the amendment. I don't request to be too familiar with the library situation in Anchorage, but knowing that I couldn't get an impartial opinion here among my fellow senators from Anchorage, I went to talk to some House people. They say this project is desperately needed, and therefore I would move the passage and ask the unanimous consent to adopt.
Object.
Objection is noted. The question is,
Mr. President.
What's the problem?
I want to vote on the floor. I'd like to see everybody on the floor on the vote on this one.
Call the House or not?
Just call the House and we're there.
Well, I was hoping to maybe just take a minute of these and somebody.
Point of order.
I call the House.
All right. That's the only way you can do it. Call of the House, that's bar the door, no members may leave.
This is enough to drive you to smoke. I think I'm going to have a cigarette. For me, smoke.
The call is satisfied. The Senate will please come back to order. The question is, shall amendment number 8 to Senate Bill 302 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? Secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 6 yeas, 12 nays, 2 excused.
And so amendment number 8 has failed to pass the Senate. Are there any further amendments?
There's amendment number 9 by Senators Ray, Ziegler, and Milan. Add a new section to read, transfer $900 million from the general fund to the permanent fund.
Mr. President.
Senator Ray.
I would move the amendment. I think that everybody here on this floor is familiar with the permanent fund, and I think the majority of the people here would like to see it funded, and the way to do that is to vote yes.
Senator Coletta?
Mr. President, I most certainly am going to support that. I think that amendment keeps in contact with the others. That's the people's business. I'm going to support that amendment.
Is there any further debate? The question is, shall amendment number 9 to Senate Bill 302 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? The secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 15 yeas, 3 nays, 2 excused.
And so amendment number 9 has passed the Senate. Are there any further amendments?
I have no other amendments.
Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, with the absence of other amendments, I move that Senate Bill 302 be considered engrossed, advanced to third reading, and placed for final passage.
Senate Bill number 302 amended. An act making a special appropriation to the Department of Public Safety for participation in an Alaska avalanche warning system, providing for an effective date.
Now, does any member wish to amend the title now that it is in third reading?
I would so move you to conform to the amendments which have been adopted.
It's been moved that the bill be amended to conform to the amendments adopted. Hearing no objection, so order.
Mr. President, now obviously we have a brand new ball game, and I think that the last amendment, which the with the help of the Anchorage delegation or a majority of them, has been adopted. I want to explain my position. I am going to vote for this bill. I just love it the way it is now. And the mere fact that the pro captum over get a lousy $200,000 is totally immaterial to me in view of the vast amount of good we do by going for the $900 million. Go lock it up. So I would urge support of the bill as it's now been amended.
The question is, shall Senate Bill 302 pass the Senate? Members may proceed to vote. Does any senator wish to change his or her vote? The secretary will take the vote.
The roll shows 16 yeas, 2 nays, 2 excused.
And so Senate Bill number 302 has passed the Senate. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call vote on the passage of Senate Bill 302 amended be considered the roll call vote on the effective date clauses.
Hear no objection. The effective date clauses are adopted. Is there any further business? Senator Ferguson. The general will so record. That brings us down to the bottom of today's calendar and now under unfinished business. Does any member have anything under unfinished business? Special orders. Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I request the privilege of the floor to make a few comments on our action today.
Hear no objections. You have the floor, Senator.
Well, first, Mr. President, I'm sorry to see what happened today, because I believe in our rights to do good that we have violated a fundamental rule of the Senate. And we'll probably, especially in the absence of the finance chairman, I think we have, or whoever voted for the bills, have succeeded in discharging the finance committee from one of the bills that are in their keeping. I just hope that this isn't so. But anyway, we'll see about that tomorrow, I suppose. Mr. President, the final action on the floor today that passed the appropriation for the rejuvenation of the Capitol Site Relocation Committee is not only a distinct disservice to the state, but I would also say it is a simple case of blackmail. Blackmail by the Anchorage Times, Frank Harris and his cronies, the Calista Corporation, and by certain real estate interests located in and near the proposed new capital site at Willow. My sympathy goes out to some of those on this floor that have bowed to the political blood-sucking tactics that have been applied to them. Statewide ambition for higher political office has been sacrificed for the expediency of being reelected. Some had previously attempted and still hoped for another chance at higher political office, but by their yes votes, they wiped themselves out. Sympathy I have for those who have succumbed to what they believe is political expediency, but I have scorn for them also. It is the blackmailer's basic tactic to secure the first payment by threat. If you succumb, you are hooked and must pay, no matter what the demands are from there on. Until he releases or has no further use for the abject being you are, he will direct and control you for whatever purpose he determines. Fear. Fear, Mr. President, is a terrible thing to live with. We have fear in every aspect of life, but political fear for the self-server may be the worst fear of all. Every member on this floor has self-pride in their achievements. First, standing for office, then their election, pride again in their re-election if that is the case. But with this pride
should go the overriding responsibility of service to all the people. This should be paramount. Self-service and serving for personal gain is reprehensible. I'll let you in on a well-kept secret, Mr. President, a secret only a few on this floor may be privy to, a secret I have also shared in their time of service with both Governor Hammond and Lieutenant Governor Miller. If I believed it was truly in the best interest of the state to move the Capitol, I would vote to move it, whatever my personal political consequences. Ernest Greening said it wasn't right. Bill Egan said it wasn't right. Wally Hickel said, don't move the Capitol, get the Capitol moving. Mick Begich was not a pro mover. Ted Stevens says, forget it. Mike Gravel is not a move the Capitol advocate. Don Young indicates, leave it alone. I could continue on through Bob Bartlett, Ralph Rivers, John Butrovich, Mike Stefovich. These are some of our leaders, past and present, Democrats and Republicans alike, who are not intimidated by the blackmailers. These are and were candidates at critical times who weren't afraid to stand up and tell it like it is. They didn't give the political blackmailer the time of day. They said a Capitol move was divisive, unnecessary, crippling. Now, Mr. President, I won't, when I compare the stature of a Bartlett, a Greening, a Buttrow, with the sponsors of this attempt at an end run on the Capitol move issue, all I can say is self-service usually succeeds, well, usually in one of three instances. Two of these people I don't think will come back. You want to bet who they are? I hope the ones that are left answer your calls and letters, but I doubt it. Nobody hangs out with losers for fear the taint may rub off. And Mr. President, if I have inadvertently maligned any member sitting here by relating the truth, I apologize in advance.
Senator Ray, I don't believe you maligned any member inadvertently. Is there anything further under special orders? Announcement of committee meetings. Senator Bradley.
Mr. President, for what time is left, the Senate Commerce Committee will meet in the Bell's Room and for at least until noon. That's about 30 minutes. And maybe continue at 3 p.m. if we're in that room.
Senator Holman.
Mr. President, pre-conference committee on Senate Bill 461 meets today, 1:30, Senate Finance Chambers. The purpose is to hear a presentation of the House bill by Representative Mahone and staff. Also, tomorrow morning, 8:30, Senate Finance meets. We listened from the Department of Fish and Game a request for the subsistence section of their budget, and then we go on to listen to the budget request of the Department of Environmental Conservation.
Senator Sturgeluski.
Community and Regional Affairs, 130 Butrovich Room, SB 259, SB 342, discussion on the increase in state participation for municipal sewer water facilities and solid waste resource recovery systems.
Yeah. Any further committee announcements? None. Senator Coletta.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent Senate adjourn until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Senate stands on adjournment.